CMS systems, just like any other enterprise software category, have their own nuances. So which are the top 10 TMS systems in 2024? That's what we are going to discuss in this video.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, enterprise technology selection, change management, as well as implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be the top 10 TMS systems in 2024. We publish this list every year. This year, we have not had major changes overall in the list just because the platforms that we have on this particular list have not experienced as much advances from our perspective, and that's why you are not going to see much changes from the 2023. Just to be clear on the criteria that we use to compile this list is the product share, the acquisition strategy focused on TMS products, product roadmap, community ecosystem, win rate, technology strategy, as well as investors. So those are some of the variables that we typically consider in compiling this list. So now let's look at the list. Number 10 on our list is C.H. Robinson or Navisphere TMS. One of the advantages with C.H. Robinson is they are really strong in that F&B as well as CPG verticals. For the most part, this would fall under that non-independent category where C.H. Robinson is a supply chain consulting firm where their primary motivation to sell the TMS system is to sell consulting services. So they are not going to be as independent as TMS systems provided by some of the technology firms, and they have always been strong in that F&B and CPG verticals. That's where the majority of their network as well as the relationships are. So that's why they are really strong in those areas. Now, the pros for C.H. Robinson is the network strength. Obviously, the C.H. Robinson is very strong with their penetration, and that's why they are going to have one of the largest networks in the TMS space. The other advantage that you are going to notice with C.H. Robinson is their supply chain industry as well as consulting expertise that you are going to get with this platform, as well as the comprehensive supply chain services. If you're looking for a platform along with those many services, then C.H. Robinson would make sense. The cons that you should be looking at with C.H. Robinson is that you might have a little bit of conflict of interest, just the way they are going to publish their rates. Obviously, they are going to be incentivized to publish their own rates over anybody else. You might not realize that even though they might make it cheaper for their own carriers for the most part, but since they are competing with their own vendors as well as carriers, there is a potential conflict of interest there. Not a pure TMS solution. The only reason why they are pushing this technology is because they want to sell more of their consulting services. So it's not a pure TMS or the independent TMS solution. And then you are going to be limited to just the C.H. Robinson network. The other platforms may have bigger network, even though they might not be as big as C.H. Robinson, because everybody in the industry might be willing to work with them. So that's number 10. Number 9 on our list is Trimble TMS. And Trimble TMS is very similar to your C.H. Robinson, which is not in that independent category. And Trimble, for the most part, their verticals that they target is, at least from the TMS perspective, is going to be for logistics as well as trucking companies. And the perspective that we have for the logistics and trucking companies is very different from the TMS perspective than you are going to have for either retailers, distributors, or manufacturers. And sometimes for trucking companies, the TMS may have richer functionality, even for invoicing, AR workflows, sometimes even accounting and financials. So it's a very different perspective overall from the TMS perspective. The pros that you are going to find with Trimble TMS is the whole driver-centric workflows, and that's where they really differ because their offering is very well aligned to trucking companies. So you are going to find their maps and telematics, they are really strong there. So you are going to find very deep capabilities with other TMS systems. Sometimes they utilize the maps as well as the other solutions from Trimble. So in this case, you are getting everything from the same vendor. So you are going to have slightly better experience in dealing with one vendor. The driver compliance workflows as well as ELD integration is going to be there with Trimble TMS. So that's the advantage. Now, the cons is their technology is very legacy. They have acquired a visibility platform and they had acquired one cloud native TMS system as well. But for the most part, they were not very successful with that. Now they have spun off that, and that is called Cubex. So overall, there are challenges in terms of their strategy, what they are trying to do. But for the most part, the solutions that they have in their portfolio as of today are legacy. It is not going to be as diversified from the perspective of industry. For example, let's say if you have slightly more diversified business model, let's say you are doing a little bit of retail manufacturing and maybe you are doing a little bit of 3PL business model as well. Maybe you have your own internal fleet, then you might struggle with Trimble because it is really designed from the perspective of logistics as well as for 3PL. And it is not going to be as fully independent, just like C.H. Robinson. So that's number 9. Number 8 on our list is Descartes TMS. And Descartes TMS is also in similar category, even though it's slightly more technology company than some of the other consulting companies that you have seen. But Descartes is going to have the managed services available as well. It's a comprehensive TMS with the internal data analytics. They were always very strong with their data capabilities. So one of the advantages that you are going to get with Descartes is the data is going to be very strong. In fact, the other larger TMS systems, for example, SAP, Oracle, they utilize Descartes data as well as their integration capabilities overall from the bill of lading perspective, the EDI workflows from the TMS perspective, they utilize Descartes technology. So here, let's say if you want everything from one vendor from Descartes perspective, they have the execution component as well that you can get directly from them. They are going to have options for multiple market segments. If you're going to be in SMB space, they have one solution just targeted for the SMB as well, along with their enterprise solution. The cons for Descartes is they are not going to be as completely independent as with C.H. Robinson or Trimble, even though they have SMB friendly solution. But you need to keep in mind that you are exploring the right solution. Otherwise, it might not be as SMB friendly, and this is not going to be as comprehensive suite with WMS as you are going to find with some of the other options on this list. So that's number 8. Now, number 7 on our list is MercuryGate. And MercuryGate is probably going to be the mid-market focused, and that is probably in the independent category, ideal for SMB, DTC, as well as CPG companies. This is also ideal for companies that might be transitioning from some of the smaller platforms such as your PayStat or ShipStation. Now they are getting into the real TMS scenarios where they require, let's say, the multimodal capabilities as well as they want to track their supply chain internal as well as external. That's when MercuryGate would be beneficial for you. The pros with MercuryGate is that they are going to have the fleet management as well as the last mile capabilities for the end-to-end supply chain tracking, including your own fleets. If you want to do the rate comparison or the cost comparison with your own fleet with the external provider, you might be able to do that with MercuryGate, but it might not have as many costing layers, etc., that you are going to find with some of the enterprise platform. The other advantage with MercuryGate is that you are going to find the claims capabilities as well as the technology is cloud native, which does help with your learning, adoption, etc. The cons with MercuryGate is it is limited to North America. and it is not going to be a complete suite with WMS, even though they hang out with some of the other mid-market centric WMS systems. So for example, they are going to have close alignment with systems such as your Logiva from the WMS perspective, but then you are working with multiple vendors, you are not getting as embedded experience that you are going to get with some of the other vendors. Reporting capabilities, as with any other mid-market solutions, are going to be limited. So that's number 7. Now, number 6 on our list is 3G TMS, as well as they have a smaller solution called PaySet as part of their portfolio. So this is ideal for trucking companies, and these two products are going to have very different position, even though they might have some integration with them. But for the most part, the bigger product that they have, 3G TMS, is aligned for slightly bigger companies. The PaySet is aligned for smaller companies, smaller DTC retail companies, as well as manufacturing companies. And that's where PaySet is going to be involved. For the most part, PaySet is prevalent in Acumatica NetSuite ecosystem, maybe some other manufacturing ecosystem such as your Infor Cloud Suite Industrial Sightline, etc. That's where PaySet is going to be present. The 3G TMS solution is the TMS solution for the trucking company, so it is going to have very different workflows. The pros with 3G TMS is you get multiple options through one vendor. The other pros that you are going to see with this is great product tailored for trucking companies. The cons with 3G TMS is patchy experience across product categories. The technologies are very different, and even if you are using both of the products together, then your experience is going to be extremely patchy just to accommodate many different business models that you might have. Especially if you are going to have retail manufacturing as well as 3PL, then there is a chance that they might pitch both of these products, but you are probably going to get very patchy experience just because of the differences in technology. And it is not really designed for the enterprise-centric workflows. It is a very SMB solution. So that is going to be another con with 3G TMS, and that's number 6. Now, number 5 on our list is E2Open. And E2Open is positioned for the enterprise-centric workflows. It is one of the most comprehensive platform in the enterprise space, combining all of the layers of a supply chain suite. They have very robust execution component as well as the TMS component as well. So the pros for E2Open is the most comprehensive supply chain suite, combining network planning as well as execution, covers all of the modes, global reach. It's not going to be limited to some of the geographies that you might notice with some of the other smaller solutions on this list. Ideal for collaboration centric businesses, and that is going to be your automotive industries where you require substantial collaboration between your OEMs as well as suppliers. That's where E2Open is really strong. The cons for E2Open is the TMS capabilities. For example, let's say if you compare this with some of the other enterprise solutions such as your SAP, Oracle, or Infor LN, they might be able to provide tighter experience, especially if you are going to be in the regulated industries where you have very deep scenarios of the trade compliance as well as costing. That's where your embedded ERP integration is going to be handy, since E2Open is not necessarily an ERP platform. So the execution component is not going to be as complete, even though they might be far richer overall from their network perspective as well as planning perspective, and they might provide far broader capabilities from the supply chain perspective, but they will not be as complete from the execution perspective. E2Open is also not SMB friendly, so you will require substantial consulting help. It might not be as easy to be able to pick up and learn as some of the other platforms. And then as of today, E2Open's ecosystem is substantially limited as well. So those are some of the challenges that you are going to face with E2Open. And that's number 5. Now, number 4 on our list is Manhattan Associates. And Manhattan, for the most part, is known for their WMS capabilities. The TMS add-on that they have is really an afterthought, But at the same time, if you are going to be in the verticals where they are really strong, it might make sense to utilize their TMS capabilities just because it's going to be tightly integrated. You are going to find the embedded experience, the data model is probably going to be aligned with those industries as well. For the most part, Manhattan is really strong in shoes, apparel, grocery, heavy foot traffic industries. That's where Manhattan does really well. Also, Manhattan is going to have the complete suite overall from the enterprise perspective. When you are looking for the retail-centric planning, they are going to be really strong in those verticals. The workflows aligned with the merchandiser planners, as well as from the perspective of buyers, that's where Manhattan is going to be really strong. The cons with Manhattan is TMS is really an add-on. It's an afterthought, not designed for SMB. It's going to be really expensive. You might struggle with adoption as well as it's going to be. So that's number four. Now, number three on our list is SAP Transportation Management. And this is right fit for companies that might already be on SAP S/4HANA for their ERP. As well as if they might utilize EWM, then they are going to get the tighter embedded experience that they might not get with any other platforms. This is going to be especially beneficial for the regulated industries where they require tight embeddedness with their ERP, WMS, TMS workflows. The other advantage that you are going to find with SAP Transportation Management is that it can support many different business models. It can support many different scenarios. So even if you are going to have that 3PL component for 3PLs, the TMS capabilities are going to be very different. So it can provide all of those diverse capabilities that you might not find with other solutions on this list, while utilizing that integrated experience with the ERP workflows as well. The pros for SAP Transportation Management is that it is pre-integrated with SAP Suite, but keep in mind, even though it is going to be pre-integrated, you still need to verify your workflows to make sure that those pre-integrated workflows will work for you if your data model, process model is going to be substantially deviated from your SAP process and data model, you might face integration issues. So this is a huge help in getting pre-integrated, but make sure you vet that, you hire advisory firms or the independent firms that can help you vet that. Now, the other pros for SAP TM is ideal for large enterprises as well as complex business models. The cons for SAP TM is relies on some other companies. For example, they use Descartes for the carrier communication, carrier collaboration, as well as for the visibility workflows. So you are going to find a lot of vendors in that space. If you're looking for that best of breed experience, for example, let's say if you want to utilize either Project 44 or E2 Open for the visibility, etc., and utilizing SAP Transportation Management for the execution component, that is possible. You might have those pre-integrated workflows, but at the same time, you are dealing with multiple vendors. The other cons with SAP TM is requires add-ons in comparison with the other products, such as your Manhattan or Blue Yonder. The Manhattan or Blue Yonder are going to be slightly friendlier for retail-centric experience. If the majority of your operational processes are going to reside inside the supply chain suite, then you might have slightly more integrated, richer experience with those platforms, especially in retail-centric verticals. But if you are going to be slightly more distribution-centric, where you care for costing, you care for inventory, and that inventory needs to go through your costing workflows that are going to be slightly more MRP-centric, that's when you get into that ERP boundaries. That's where your Manhattan or Blue Yonder might not be as relevant. Again, this depends upon your business model as well as the transaction model. And based on that, you need to decide which particular TMS system is going to be right fit for you. So that's number three. Now, number two on our list is Blue Yonder. And Blue Yonder is one of the strongest supply chain suite that we have overall from the execution perspective, especially for retail-centric companies, manufacturing-centric companies. Blue Yonder is really strong. This is ideal for enterprises looking for the global supply chain capabilities along with the execution component. The only weakness that Blue Yonder has, it does not have their own network. So they will rely on other partners for the insight. For the most part, it does not matter from the network perspective, because you are still getting that data, but you are not going to have as much control as the other vendors are going to have. For example, E2Open on their data on their AI ML workflows, just because they control the network, they are going to have far deeper insights for their AI ML model with Blue Yonder. But from your perspective, you might not notice much of a difference overall. The cons with Blue Yonder is that it is not really designed for SMB companies, not ideal for companies that might be looking for a standalone TMS. This is very suite-centric experience. So when you are looking for the entire suite, where most of the departments are willing to change their processes on this particular platform, then Blue Yonder might make sense. And it is also going to be very expensive. So that's going to be the other con that you are going to notice with Blue Yonder. So that's number two. Now, number one on our list is Oracle TMS. And Oracle TMS is just like SAP. This is a very enterprise-centric platform. It is going to be relevant for companies that might be on Oracle ERP for their ERP needs. For the most part, Oracle TMS takes very different approach just because it was installed in retail-centric verticals. So from the Oracle perspective, they are going to provide slightly more supply chain-centric suite experience, even though their suite is not going to be as comprehensive as the other retail-centric suites, such as your Blue Yonder or Manhattan. But from the execution perspective, Oracle TMS might provide far deeper control on the operational processes that you might not get with the other TMS solution that take very disconnected approach from the supply chain suite as well as from the TMS perspective. This is ideal for retail as well as transportation centric industries. Oracle is also strong in some of the other verticals such as your energy, telecom, media. In those, if you require TMS, then Oracle may be the right fit. The other advantage that you have with Oracle is that you are going to get global supply chain capabilities with Control Tower. The cons with Oracle TMS is it's not designed for SMBs. And if you're looking for a standalone TMS solution, then it might not be the best fit. Oracle TMS is going to make sense when you are buying other Oracle products. And then it is going to be very expensive as well. Again, designed for those enterprise workloads as well as workflows. So that's where Oracle TMS really shines. Now, if you enjoyed this video, we are going to link a detailed article which is going to have much deeper insights. So you might want to check that. If you enjoyed this video, we publish these videos on a weekly basis. So we encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you don't want to miss these videos. As well as if you prefer audio form, we also publish these podcasts on WBS Rocks on Apple or Spotify. So you might want to head there and subscribe. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, we are going to link that as well. On that note, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.